This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For over 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located right here in Bethesda, Maryland. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in every week. It is always my pleasure to bring you the latest and greatest related to health and wellness. We've been doing the show for almost 7 years now and have hopefully spread lots of great information. Please take advantage of our archive show section where you can download and listen to any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free. It is chock full of amazing interviews with leaders in the health and wellness field from across the country. You can access that by going onto iTunes and just typing in the Essentials of Healthy Living in the search bar and download it right to your iPhone or other player, Android or whatever it is. And then you can also go to the Village Green website at www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a little microphone icon, and if you click on it, it'll take you over to the radio show section. So that is a great resource. So thank you all for tuning in. We've got a really interesting show today. I think a really great special guest. We're going to be discussing a topic that, I don't know, we've talked briefly about on the show before, but I don't think with anybody who's this degree of an expert as my special guest today, we're going to be talking about eye health. And specifically how to preserve, maintain your vision throughout your life. So I want to introduce my special guest because I want to give him a chance to describe his history and his journey through medicine and the form of medicine that he practices now versus previously, because it's always interesting to meet people who have had an evolution in how they see how medicine should be practiced. And Dr. Kondrat is a medical doctor. He has been the past president of the board of the Arizona Homeopathic and Integrative Medical Association, a 27-year-old state association for licensed homeopathic medical physicians in Arizona and other states. Dr. Kondrat will lead the organization, or did, in its mission to promote and provide leadership in the art and practice of licensed homeopathic medicine, preserve and improve the health of the people of Arizona by developing and maintaining the highest standards, represent the physician and the profession in the public forum, and defend the freedom and ability of the physician to practice medicine in the best interest of the patient. Such an important point right there. Dr. Kondrat, thank you for taking the time to be on the show with us today. And please start out by sharing with people your evolution to how you practice medicine now.
Well, Dr. Kevin, it's really a pleasure to be on your show. And I'm really excited to share some very important information to your listeners that I hope will help guide them to not only improving their health, but also improving their vision. It's kind of interesting. I practiced in Arizona for over 12 years, and then when I moved to Florida, I was elected the president of the Arizona Homeopathic Association.
Once you moved to Florida? How interesting.
Once I moved to Florida. So, you know, I wasn't appreciated while I was in Arizona, but when I left, I thought, hey, why not make this guy president? But my the history of my developing an alternative practice is kind of interesting, because I started out as a board-certified ophthalmologist, and I was really good at eye surgery. And I felt that there wasn't any eye condition that I could not cut and put back together again and give the patient better vision. So my life was doing lots of cataract surgery, corneal transplants, retinal detachment surgery, injections, lasers, you name it. And then I developed severe adult onset asthma, and my life was miserable. I was taking three medications. The medications had side effects. One of them was a tremor. You can't be a good eye surgeon and have a tremor. So I was taking then a beta blocker to help me reduce the tremor, but the beta blocker made my asthma worse.
Sure. So,
that was my life.
Yeah, one medication to offset the side effect of another and another and so on.
And so my neighbor was one of the top pulmonary doctors in the city, and I said to him, Dave, I want my old lungs back. I was running marathons at the time, doing triathlons. I never smoked. I didn't have any of the classic predisposing factors for asthma. And he told me, there's no cure for adult onset asthma. Take your medicine. Don't miss a dose, et cetera. And even though I was on the medications, I almost died twice from an asthmatic attack. So when I was, running my marathons and training for triathlons, I met a lot of professional athletes who were using homeopathic remedies to take care of musculoskeletal problems, aches, and injuries. And I thought, well, maybe homeopathy might help me with my asthma. So I consulted a homeopathic doctor, and if there was going to be a placebo effect, it should have happened with my first remedy prescription. But there was no effect. The asthma didn't change at all. So I went back. Second remedy may have helped a little bit. I was about ready to give up. And then I got that third remedy, and it was like turning on a light switch. The asthma completely disappeared with one homeopathic remedy. And that was over 20 years ago, and I'm still asthma-free. Although after my asthma was cured, I still carried around my inhaler for about a year, thinking that, this is too good to be true. Mm. So that led me to begin to explore homeopathy in the treatment of chronic eye disease. I was at the stage of my practice where I was seeing a lot of glaucoma patients, macular degeneration patients, whom I thought that I was treating adequately, but their vision kept on progressing, getting worse, and many of them became blind, even under the best traditional Western ophthalmology care. And I was surprised. At the turn of the century, the early 1900s, many ophthalmologists were homeopathic doctors. And they used homeopathic remedies and medications to treat eye problems. So I began a very serious study. In fact, I reviewed every published article related to homeopathy and eye disease. And then I traveled to Berkeley, California, and got my homeopathic degree. So I became certified in homeopathy. And for a while in my practice, I was combining homeopathy along with traditional Western ophthalmology, but then I just felt that it's so much more rewarding to use the homeopathic approach to treat someone with a chronic eye disease. Hmm. So that led to me publishing 5 books and just totally changing the way I view disease and treat people with eye problems.
It's really a phenomenal story. And of course, we have many guests on who have been developing their skills in alternative medicine and holistic medicine for a really long time. I think there's always a lot more power to the punch when you interview or talk to somebody who's been on both sides of the fence. And I think Dr. Kondrat sharing that part of the story, going from somebody who was at the top of his field doing surgeries and interventions, and then seeing it from the other side as well, you have both perspectives and can really give a lot of great insight into the effectiveness of the homeopathics because you've practiced both. So, have you found that using homeopathic approaches to treating chronic eye disease yields the type of results that you saw when you were doing surgeries?
Well, it's a really good question. And I always tell my patients, I wear two hats. I'm that board certified ophthalmologist, and I know traditional Western ophthalmology, but I'm also that homeopathic doctor, which I use a completely different approach. And I truly see miracles using homeopathy. I feel that the homeopathic approach is probably the best attempt at actually curing an eye disease, not just maintaining the problem like traditional Western medicine does. For example, if you have glaucoma, they never talk about a cure for glaucoma.
Sure.
Take your eye drops to lower your pressure.
Yep.
Or if you have a serious problem, let's do some things to prevent the progression. And I like to illustrate this by early on in my career, when I was learning homeopathy, a medical doctor, a radiologist, consulted with me. He developed sudden blindness in his left eye, and he was lecturing at the university. And during this time, he developed the blindness in his eye, and he consulted with the retinal service, and they diagnosed a central retinal artery occlusion. And for the listeners who may not be familiar with this, this is a stroke in the eye. And traditional Western medicine will say there is no cure. Once that stroke develops, that is it. You have no vision. So they diagnosed it. They put him on Coumadin, which is a blood thinner, to prevent this from occurring in the other eye. And he was from India. And, of course, in India, homeopathy is very popular. And he heard that I'm this homeopathic eye doctor. So he consulted with me. And I evaluated him, and he had just bare hand motion vision. He could barely see a hand moving from that eye and maybe some light. That was the extent of his vision in the eye. And my examination did reveal the classic findings of a central retinal artery occlusion. But, you know, in homeopathy, we treat the disease, but we're more interested in the person. We're more interested in what makes this individual unique. So during the course of interviewing him, we were discussing his personality and his interest. But the peculiar thing came up. He told me that he loves to argue. He said that even though he knows that he's wrong in an argument, he'll continue to argue until he wears the other person down. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Sounds like he should have been a lawyer.
Yeah, he was very proud of this fact. I guess he was a radiologist. I guess he could argue chest x-ray findings and convince somebody differently about the findings. So anyway, one of the things in homeopathy is causative factors. You know, what was going on in your life when this particular symptom or event happened? And I asked him that. And he said, well, I lost an argument to my wife. And so it was very clear to me that that was the causative factor. He lost an argument to his wife, this gentleman who was very proud of the fact that he could win any argument. So what I did was analyzed his case based on the fact that he was very talkative, loquacious. He liked to argue, his personality, along with the physical findings. So that led me to a homeopathic remedy that was part of the family of the snake remedies. And the snake remedies are very important for retinal hemorrhages and infarcts and strokes. And the remedy I selected was Bothrops, which is the yellow viper. And I prescribed the remedy to him, and he was leaving to go back to his hometown in Louisiana. And I told him, doctor, you know, take this remedy and let's talk in a couple of days to see if it has any effect. So I spoke with him in a couple of days, and he told me, your remedy was perfect, Dr. Kondrat. My vision has returned.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Back to normal. I was shocked. I really didn't expect anything to happen. Then he went to the retinal specialist in Louisiana, and they looked at the eye and said, well, it was misdiagnosed. You probably never had a central retinal artery occlusion.
Unbelievable.
But these are the kind of things I see, that incurable eye diseases respond to homeopathy.
Yeah.
But the only problem with homeopathy, it is extremely difficult. It's not like one medicine fits all.
Right.
So
it's an incredibly, sorry, go ahead.
If you have 100 people with macular degeneration or central artery occlusion, each one will need a different homeopathic remedy. So that's what makes it difficult.
It is. It's what makes it difficult, but it also is what explains the fact that you can have such dramatic responses like you had with him. There's not a one-size-fits-all. And basically, who would think that an eye issue would relate to losing an argument? And while we'll never be able to 100% confirm that that's what caused it, it's very interesting to look at people from this holistic multidimensional perspective and have a form of medicine that can actually take those different things into account. And that really is the beauty of homeopathy. And when we come back from the break, Dr. Kondrat, after sharing that incredibly powerful story, I think it may be worthwhile to spend a minute or two discussing homeopathy, because it's also one of the forms of alternative medicine that can be the most scrutinized by the more traditional medical community. And there was just some big hearings at the FDA to talk about removing homeopathic medicines from the United States Pharmacopeia, which they've been a part of since the establishment of the United States Pharmacopeia, based on skepticism about their ability to work, when in fact there is evidence to suggest that they are incredibly useful. So I'd love to touch on that a little bit when we get back from the break, and then certainly discuss your book that you've written that you're going to be willing to give to our listeners for free about healing the eye and the 10 best ways to preserve your vision and heal your eye health from your perspective and all of your clinical experiences, which is great. So this is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after these words.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. And this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. Today, we are talking with Dr. Edward Kondrat. He's a medical doctor, been spending the most of his career as a physician specializing in eye health. He was doing eye surgeries and doing more Western medical interventions as an ophthalmologist for eye disorders. And after experiencing a health condition himself that was healed with homeopathy, started wondering whether or not he could apply homeopathic principles to help his patients who are suffering with eye conditions. And lo and behold, over time, it completely changed his practice and his approach. And he shared with us in the last segment an amazing story about another physician that he helped with homeopathic medicine. So, Dr. Kondrat, let's talk a little bit about homeopathy. It is considered sort of one of the more woo-woo out there alternative medicine therapies. People can get their head around botanical medicine a little bit because, as we know, many drugs and pharmaceuticals actually come from plants. People can get their heads around nutrition a little bit because there's so much studies showing that certain diets affect health in certain ways. Supplements people can understand because these nutrients have biochemical effects in the body. But homeopathy is based on a more energetic system of healing. And an energetic system of healing is not something that people recognize in the traditional medical world as anything that could have any significance over health. So help us understand a little bit about what homeopathy is and how it works and why it works.
Well, it's very, very difficult to explain homeopathy. In fact, sometimes it's easier to explain what homeopathy is not. You know, homeopathy is not herbal medicine. It's not good diet, good nutrition. It's not vitamins. It really is a system of medicine that has existed for over 300 years. And it is based on true laws of healing. And the reason why I say that is when I studied homeopathy, I used the same textbooks that they used over 200 years ago. You know, the principles have not changed. When I was in medical school, my goodness, when I was a senior, about half the things I learned my freshman year were outdated. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, that's medicine is making progress. We're learning more. But that is not true. I think as a whole, society is becoming sicker and sicker. The petropharmaceutical industry is not the answer to our health problems. I think the best way to explain homeopathy is it's based on the law of similars. And before I talk about the law of similars, homeopathy believes that the body has an intelligence. So if you believe that we are made in the wisdom and likeness of God, when we do develop a symptom or a disease, it's because our body needs to have this. Now, that may be kind of strange, but the body needs it in order to maintain a balance or homeostasis. So when I developed my asthma, there was a reason I developed that asthma. My body needed it to maintain balance, and maybe we don't really understand why it was necessary, but it did occur. Another example would be a fever. If a child develops a fever, it's because the body needs the fever. Maybe to ward off an infection, to increase the temperature, to, you know, regulate some physiological balance. We don't know. We can have many theories, but let's just assume that when you do develop a symptom, it's because it is necessary to maintain a balance. So in homeopathy, we help the body do what it's trying to accomplish. So when a child has a fever in homeopathy, we actually give a medicine which produces a fever. So if the body's trying to do something, let's help it along. When I was cured of my asthma, I was given a homeopathic remedy that actually produces asthma, which may seem kind of strange, but sure, it cured me of my asthma. Now, traditional Western medicine feels that the body is not intelligent. The body is like a broken-down car, and you got to fix it. So if you have a fever, Western medicine will give something to make the body cooler. If you have spasm of your lungs with asthma, you're given a medicine which relaxes the bronchioles. So it treats with opposites. And unfortunately, that approach may be short-lived as beneficial, but based on homeopathic laws, it pushes the disease deeper into the body. It's called suppression. So many times I'll see a person who has had suppressive therapy all their life. So what we need to do is sort of uncover the layers and try to understand why the body has developed these symptoms. So the other thing I like about homeopathy treats the whole person. So if I'm evaluating you for cataracts or glaucoma, I'm interested in all your other health issues, your mental, emotional state, your likes, your dislikes, your body temperature, what foods you like, etc. Because that sort of paints a particular homeopathic picture. And a good homeopathic remedy helps all aspects of your life and physical being. So not only one particular problem, but all your health issues. So it is a phenomenal treatment, and it has really changed the way I practice, and it really has changed the way I look at disease. Mm-hmm. And even if I don't use homeopathy, let's say I use microcurrent or some nutritional therapy, I'm still using those modalities in a homeopathic manner, trying to understand, trying to go upstream, so to speak, trying to find out what are the causative factors that led the person to have this eye problem or this health issue.
Yeah, it is so important. And that whole concept, I mean, I think many people would agree that there is some sort of self-healing process that our body has, right? I mean, we all know that if we injure ourselves, our body knows how to engage in this process of healing. And every cell has this intelligence. And disease basically happens when something gets overwhelmed or the body's trying to compensate in dealing with something and manifests with disease. And I would say what homeopathy does, and people get so confused, Dr. Condred, I'm sure you hear this all the time. Well, you know, how come if you're giving me a remedy for my eye, why did my sore knee feel better? You know, or how is it possible that this could affect other aspects of my health? Medicine should only affect one system of the body, which is how medicine is practiced now. It's reductionistic. Each drug or intervention specific for that one issue. Whereas with homeopathy, when you give a remedy, the idea is to match it so perfectly to that person and their particular situation that it stimulates that natural ability of the body to move towards a healing state, which may mean that in this case of the physician that you treated who had the eye problem, there was a focus of the remedy on the eye because that was the most extreme manifestation of ill health in his body. But there's a very good chance that other things improved. Like I would probably assume that maybe his predisposition to arguing may have changed a little bit, because a lot of times you see mental emotional changes as well as physical changes when using homeopathics. So,
Yeah, exactly. Because that individual, the true cause for his physical problem was the argumentative nature. And that could maybe lead to a stroke, a heart attack, or other physical problems, not just an eye problem. So, you know, we're kind of treating that underlying cause.
Exactly. So let's talk about the eye, and let's talk about you know, specifically what people can do to help their eye health. I mean, you have so much information and experience in this field. I know that homeopathy is a big part of that. And I'd like to let people know that they can receive a free copy of your best-selling book by sending an email to info@healingtheeye. It's all one word, info@healingtheeye, healingtheeye.com. And if you mention my name, Dr. Kevin Passero, Dr. Condrat will graciously give you a free copy of his best-selling book. And what is the title of that book, Dr. Condrat?
The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight.
10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. So I think what we're going to do here is take a little quick break early so that when we come back, we can get into those 10 essentials and really understand and get some information from Dr. Condrat that he's distilled over his 20-plus years of practice as a traditional ophthalmologist doing Western medical interventions all the way to a highly skilled and trained homeopathic and integrative physician with a specialty in helping with eye health. So don't go anywhere. If your eyes are of a concern to you, you will not want to miss this segment coming up. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back right after these words.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 24/7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Thank you all for tuning in here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to set your dials. You can also stream us online at www.federalnewsradio.com, and you can listen to any of our previously recorded shows by going to the archive show section at www.myvillagegreen.com. Thank you all for tuning in. We're here with Dr. Edward Kondrat. He's a medical doctor. He's a board-certified ophthalmologist who spent the beginning of his career doing traditional Western approaches to eye disorders, and through his own health problems, eventually led to training in homeopathy and integrative medicine, and has completely changed his practice and his philosophy for treating eye conditions and addressing overall health. He distilled a lot of this information down into a best-selling book called The 10 Essentials for Healthy Vision. Is that what it is, Dr. Kondrat? Sorry, I'm paraphrasing there.
Oh, the 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight.
The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight, a much better title than what I came up with. And if any of you would like a free copy just for our listeners of this best-selling book, you can send an email to info@healingtheeye.com. And mention my name, Dr. Kevin Passero, and he will send you a free copy of this book, which is a great offer. So, Dr. Kondrat, let's talk about the 10 essentials for eye health. Because as we know, macular degeneration, the number one leading cause of blindness in Americans, we know cataracts affect many Americans. And what we've learned from studies like the ARAD studies, which is a study that was looking at macular degeneration specifically related to nutritional factors, we've discovered that eye conditions are incredibly modifiable through lifestyle and diet. So help us understand these connections and what we need to know about saving our vision as we get older.
Well, the book is kind of set up. Each chapter is a step to improve your vision and save your eyesight. And the chapters are kind of in order of importance. So I know that this may seem kind of boring to a lot of listeners, and they've heard it before, but I really believe that food is our best medicine. And if you're really interested in improving your vision and your health, you really have to begin with your diet. So first chapter is, you know, how to change your diet, what foods are essential for not only your vision, but for your health. And I'm a firm believer in organic. You need to shift your diet more towards organic and raw living food. So why organic? Well, there's been many studies done to show that organic fruits and vegetables and food have a much higher nutritional value. There was a study done in Chicago which compared organic and non-organic fruits and vegetables, and they found that organic food has about 5 to 10-fold more nutritional value. And another interesting fact is that organic has a lot less in terms of toxic material, toxic heavy metal, pesticides, preservatives, and chemicals, which are very harmful for your body. Another big problem with our diet is genetically modified food. There have been many studies, published studies, that have linked genetically modified food to a lot of our current ailments that we have in our society, neurological problems, cancer, etc. But for some reason here in the United States, we are embracing a genetically modified food, which is horrible. 90% of our corn is genetically modified. Canola, rapeseed oil, soybeans, on and on and on, genetically modified. You know, I do quite a bit of traveling to Europe teaching, and you cannot find genetically modified food in Europe. They have banned genetically modified food. My goodness, even Mexico, the Mexicans have banned genetically modified corn. There's a reason for it. And one of my favorite books is a book called Seeds of Deception by Jeffrey Smith. And he has a lot of passion for educating the public on the problems of genetically modified food. So that's another reason why if you eat organic, you're avoiding genetically modified food. Another big issue is high fructose corn syrup. It is found in just about everything that's sold in the United States, and soda drinks, corn cereal, fruit drinks, condiments, salad dressing, cereal. It's just horrible. And high fructose corn syrup really is not a true form of sugar. It's not metabolized like glucose. It is shunted more towards fat storage. And there's also a problem because most of the high fructose corn syrup is made from genetically modified corn.
Mm-hmm.
So I think probably one of the most important things a person can do, and I laugh because my good friend, Dr. Robert Rowan, who's the editor of Second Opinion, which is a medical newsletter, states that if it has a label on it, you should not eat it. So makes it easy. So avoid anything that has a label on it. You really need to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables, organic. And I really think that, you know, you need to take this step, because if you don't have those essential building blocks and you're not eliminating toxins from your body does not have a chance to heal and regenerate itself. I believe that the body can regenerate itself. But if you don't have those essential amino acids and building blocks and you're toxic, your body just doesn't have a chance. And that's probably the most difficult thing to do for most people, is to really make that change in the way you look at food. Food is medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do that, you know, there isn't a shortcut to good health. And scientists and physicians are not smart enough to create vitamins that are going to replace a good, healthy diet.
That's right. Food is way too complex to distill down into just a vitamin. While vitamins can be helpful, there's so many multifactorial components of food that support health. So go ahead, Dr. Conrad. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
So I was saying that you mentioned the ARED study, which was a national study that showed that antioxidants and zinc will slow the progression of macular degeneration. In fact, with a certain mixture, it reduced the incidence of macular degeneration by 25 to 27%, which really woke up the ophthalmic profession, and many eye doctors then began prescribing vitamins. Prior to that, the average ophthalmologist would just chuckle, you know, vitamins have nothing to do with your eye health, you're wasting your money.
Yep.
But there was another shocking report that came out that really completely changed the way that I approach vitamins in terms of treating ocular problems. A professor, Carl O, that's AWH, published a paper in the American Journal of Ophthalmology, that he found a genetic subtype in the ARET study, and this genetic subtype actually doubled their risk of macular degeneration when they took certain vitamins. Doubled. Now, when I first read this article, I said, this is Big Pharma, once again, coming out with a report to badmouth vitamins. Mm-hmm. You know how you pick up a newspaper, Ginkgo biloba can cause a stroke, and vitamin E is damaging to our health, et cetera. That's what I initially thought. But I read the article in detail, and I said, you know, this is something I really have to pay attention to, because as a homeopathic doctor, I believe in the individual treatment of every patient. You just can't have a blanket vitamin formula that's going to take care of macular degeneration or a blanket formula to take care of your prostate. So that's when I became interested in genetic testing. And I really believe now that the future of medicine is you need to have a genetic profile to find out what nutrients and what vitamins are going to be beneficial to you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, you know, a lot of interest now in, you know, the methylation defects, that a large percent of the population need more B-complex vitamins and methylfolate, and even a study done that showed that beta-carotene can increase the risk of lung cancer in certain individuals who have smoked. So there are a lot of articles coming out. Even vitamin A can increase the progression of macular degeneration in a type of macular degeneration called Stargardt's disease. So I think people are making a mistake. They're using vitamins much like they would use a petrochemical drug.
Yeah.
And that's what I have to admire. I mean, you as a naturopathic doctor, of course, understands this completely, that we really need to develop individual program for each patient.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we like that idea of targeted vitamin or nutrient therapy, because I believe our culture has been in the mindset of using pharmaceuticals or a specific drug or remedy. So it seems easy to just take a vitamin or take a pill. And of course, it allows you to, you know, not have to make the sweeping changes to nutrition and diet that many people really do need to make. And it really is the core of all healing is in the food and nutrition. And while other things may be necessary to further support that healing process of the body, I have found with my patients, you know, I mean, I haven't been practicing as long as you have, but after 10 years of doing this, you know, it's if people don't have the foundations of diet and nutrition in place, their potential for benefit is so much less than if they do.
Yeah, very, very important.
Very important.
So the next chapter, I talk about hydration. Something simple as hydration. Most of us are dehydrated. There's a wonderful book written by Dr. Bettman-Geldy called Our Body's Many Cries for Water. And he believes that many chronic diseases are caused by dehydration. So you just have to drink more water. And, of course, water is essential to help your body detoxify. You know, it's a game we're playing to get rid of those toxins in the body. If you're dehydrated, those toxins are going to accumulate. So I talk in detail about how to find a good source of water, talk about, you know, water pH, et cetera. That's in Chapter 2. And Chapter 3 is probably very, very important. That's reducing stress, because I believe that if stress is not reduced, your body is not able to heal. And unfortunately, traditional Western medicine has a tendency to put people in stress.
Mm-hmm.
Just like my pulmonary doctor told me, if you don't take your medicine and your inhaler, you could die. Our eye doctors say, if you don't take your eye drops, you're going to go blind. Or if you don't have your heart surgery, you're going to die. They actually put you in a fear state instead of talking to you intelligently and developing a partnership. And let's see what we can do. What are your goals? These are the options. So I think it's really important that you do develop methods to reduce stress, such as, you know, meditation, positive affirmations, prayer. And it's essential. Your body will not heal if you're in that stress state.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the listeners out there, I mean, you know, we've had so many guests on and we've talked about so many different conditions, everything from depression to anxiety to heart disease to, you know, nerve problems to autoimmune conditions to now eye health today. I mean, we've covered every single system of the body probably at least twice on this radio show. And every single person that we have on, it comes down to the same particular issues. Good, clean diet, great nutrition, reductions of toxins in your diet and in your life, stress reduction. And it should just exemplify the fact that if you just create the right circumstance in the body, you can facilitate healing. And that is exactly what you're saying. Now, Dr. Kondra, your expertise is with eye health, but here we are not talking about this superfood for eyes. I mean, and there may be some specific nutrients that we want to discuss in the next segment that have a particular affinity for the eye. But as you know and are talking about, if you don't have the basic foundations in place, just taking the latest and greatest herb or supplement or nutrient that is great for the eye isn't going to make that much of a difference. So understand that every system of our body needs the same things in order to thrive and be well. And that is exactly what you point out in your book. So the information in your book is not just about eye health. It's about total health. But of course, by doing it, you reduce the risk of eye problems. Just like we're finding that the same incredibly healthy Mediterranean diets that reduce heart disease, they're now finding also reduce dementia. Well, it's not that hard to think about that when you realize that having the right nutrients, the right oils, the right foods, the right phytonutrients, protein sources in your diet will support all areas of your body. When we come back from the break, Dr. Kondra, I'd love for you to finish up by maybe talking to us about the rest of the things in your book, maybe discussing with us in the context of a good, healthy diet, what are some specific nutrients or things to look at for supporting eye health. And we'll wrap up this great discussion. So this is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back right after these words.
Megafood premium whole food supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
If you have arthritis, everyday tasks can become a challenge. That's why more and more doctors are recommending Arthrobin, an all-natural medical food for the dietary management of osteoarthritis. It contains a combination of bioflavonoids, which work to reduce inflammation and joint deterioration, along with collagen peptides, which increase joint mobility, function, and repair. Arthrobin is not a drug and is virtually free of negative side effects. Look for Arthrobin by Designs for Health today, available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero. We are here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so set your dials. Today, we've been talking with Dr. Edward Kondrat, specifically about eye health. We've been discussing in the last segment some concepts around his best-selling book, 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. As a free gift for our listeners, he's offered to give out a free copy if you send an email to info@healingtheeye.com. And if you mention my name, Dr. Kevin Passero, Dr. Kondrat will send you a free copy of this book so you can learn about the diet, lifestyle, and other factors to preserve and save your sight. So, Dr. Kondrat, we're in our last segment here, and we've got a lot of things that we would like to get to. Do we want to wrap up the discussion about the book and talk about a few other exciting things that you do in your practice?
Well, I'd like to mention microcurrent. So microcurrent is very, very important in my practice, along with homeopathy. Microcurrent uses a very, very low electrical current, microamps, which is a millionth of an amp. And this has the ability to stimulate cellular activity. There was a study done where they measured electrical flow going into cells and demonstrated that it can improve cellular activity by up to 500%. Imagine that, 500%. Wow. So what we're doing is we're taking maybe dysfunctional retinal cells or dysfunctional optic nerve cells in glaucoma and stimulating them, giving them more activity, improving their function. Of course, we're assuming that you have the essential minerals and nutrients to help continue that healing process. Now, I believe in synchronicity. And last year, on my birthday, May 25th, the New York Times Magazine had a feature article on microcurrent. So mainstream media is becoming more aware of microcurrent. And they claim that microcurrent is phenomenal, a miracle treatment, can treat arthritis, headaches, neurological problems, eye problems. And it is true. Microcurrent is a phenomenal way of stimulating the body to regenerating the body. And simply put, we know that we hear people talk about you need an alkaline pH. An alkaline pH is healthy. When you're acidic, you're in a disease state. Well, an alkaline pH is you have an excess amount of electrons in your body. And so microcurrent is putting these electrons, these healing electrons, into you. Electrons are necessary for the vitality of our body. And some doctors believe that disease is a deficiency in electrons. So by adding electrons, we're stimulating health. The other interesting thing about microcurrent is we discovered that by putting in a certain frequency, you know, electricity is delivered in a wave, and that wave can be delivered in a specific frequency or vibration. So when we match the frequency of the microcurrent with the frequency of the tissue, there's a harmony, there's a supportive action, much like if you get two tuning forks, two C-sharp tuning forks, you vibrate one, it resonates with the other tuning fork, so there's a harmony. So microcurrent not only is very beneficial for the eye, it can help with musculoskeletal problems, and I routinely use microcurrent after a vigorous workout. I have muscle soreness or fatigue. It's helpful for balancing the brain. With jet lag, I do a lot of traveling. So it is a very, very important modality that I have seen reverse macular degeneration, lower intraocular pressure in glaucoma, stimulate the function of the optic nerve. And if you do research on microcurrent, there are thousands of articles written to show that it can reduce inflammation, stimulate cellular activity, have a neuroprotective effect, on and on. But unfortunately, this is something that traditional Western medicine has not embraced, although there are thousands of alternative doctors that are using microcurrent very, very successfully.
Yeah, I mean, we know the body works on such an electrical conductivity framework. And we know that electrical conductivity can impact certain aspects of our health. We know that a person with a certain electrical conductivity of their heart, even just standing near another person can influence the electrical signals in that person's heart. This is where some of these unsaid things where you talk about you felt a vibe from somebody. We've now been able to study that these electrical currents can change, that we can change them, that we can influence other people's by our own. And certainly by using certain technology and different technology, we can support and work on that electrical conductivity of the body, as in the case with microcurrent, to stimulate healing in certain areas. So thanks for sharing that with us. What other types of things would you like to mention, Dr. Kondra?
Well, another big part of the treatment is oxidative treatments. And we're kind of running out of time, so I guess we'll have to really encourage the listeners to, you know, get a free copy of the book. I have a chapter on oxidative therapies, which will use a highly reactive form of oxygen called ozone to stimulate healing and improve oxygenation. We also use chelation therapy, which is a method of removing heavy metals, decreasing the toxic load of the body, and improving blood flow. Another important modality is light energy, infrared laser, and different spectrums of light have been shown to stimulate cellular activity. So most of my practice is using these modalities to kind of stimulate the body to begin healing itself, giving either the body more energy, using homeopathy to act as a catalyst to stimulate the body. So many people, their body has the potential to heal, but because of a toxic load, a poor nutrition, or an imbalanced emotional state, the body is just not able to heal. So really, I would encourage your listeners to get a copy of the book, enjoy each chapter. Each chapter is a pearl to help you regain your health and regain your vision.
Yeah, it's a great concept, and that is all the modalities that you're discussing, instead of looking at a condition like an eye condition from the lens, no pun intended, like you used to, where there's been dysfunction, and the only way to fix that dysfunction is through a surgical intervention, which is what you used to do. You now look at the body and you see dysfunction and you understand that there is a healing potential within the body. And now all the modalities that you've gravitated towards are designed to stimulate that healing process and remove obstacles that are impeding that healing process using homeopathy to stimulate the innate healing process of the body, using microcurrent to improve circulation and stimulate cellular activity, using nutrition to give the body the right nutrients to stimulate healing and to help eliminate toxins, to use oxidation to stimulate cellular health and healing. It's all of these ways of supporting health rather than just intervening with the assumption that the body does not have the ability to achieve health. It is such a 180-degree turn from the traditional approach to medicine. And as I am finding, as I get more entrenched in the politics of medicine, there is absolutely zero tolerance and zero desire for the traditional approach of medicine to even contemplate or understand the idea that there may be other ways of healing. And it just baffles me so much.
One last thing I'd like to share with your listeners. When your eye doctor tells you nothing can be done, don't give up. It's very important to have hope. And please read my book, and you'll find out there are many modalities and many things you can do to improve your vision.
You can learn more about Dr. Kondra by visiting his website at www.healingtheeye.com, all one word. You can also send an email to info@healingtheeye.com and mention my name, Dr. Kevin Passero, and Dr. Kondra will send you a free copy of his book that outlines all of these different healing modalities to save your sight and basically to save your health. So Dr. Kondra, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. We really appreciate you taking the time, and we look forward to having you on again.
Thank you so much.
All right, everybody, that wraps up the show for today. Thank you for tuning in. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living, wishing you all the best of health until next time. Take care.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health. and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFED Washington, WWFD Frederick, WWWTFMHD2 Manassas, WTLPFMHD2 Braddock Heights Frederick, the Washington, D.C. home of Navy Athletics.